Southeast lost both its Tlingit lawmakers during this year's legislative elections. It's the first time in at least two decades that the region has been without Native representation. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Haines's Bill Thomas has served in the legislature since 2005, representing many rural Native communities. Angoon's Albert Kukesh did much of the same, starting in 1997. But when the legislature gavels in January 15th, both Tlingit leaders will be gone.
Losing the Native representation, we just don't know how much impact that will have, but it can't be without impact.
That's Kloak's Dennis Demert, former director of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Native Studies Program. He's also been active in the Alaska Native Brotherhood and other groups. He's optimistic the candidates who defeated Thomas and Kukesh will do their best to act on Native concerns.
Bert Stedman certainly has a track record of representing constituents well, and Jonathan made it a point to, you know, do a lot of campaigning in the villages.
But Demert says some things will be missed.
It's simply not possible, so far as I can see, for two men who are non-Native to have the perspective of Native people. There are needs that we have and priorities that we're aware of from living our lives in villages and so forth that they can observe and see, but they can't experience the way we have.
Jerry Mackey, who's Haida from Craig, was the lawmaker for much of rural Southeast from 1991 through the year 2000. Tlingit Bill Williams of Saxman overlapped with Mackey and Kukesh as the House member from Ketchikan from 1993 through 2002. In all, Southeast has been represented by Native lawmakers for 22 straight years. That ends when the new legislature gavels into session. The question is, why? There's fundraising differences, personalities, and political histories, but many say the answer is redistricting.
Any redistricting must be in compliance with the various requirements of the Act. For example, you cannot dilute the strength of minority voters.
Jeffrey Mittman is executive director of the ACLU of Alaska. His group and the Native American Rights Fund are fighting a state effort to eliminate federal review of legislative boundary changes. That would cut out protections for minority voting strength. He won't go as far as saying the latest effort targeted any particular group, but
there are always efforts by political parties and elected officials to game the system.
Redistricting moved Kukesh into an area with fewer villages and larger cities where voters were used to electing incumbent Stedman. It made fewer changes to Thomas's district, but did add Sitka, where winner Christ Tompkins grew up and is well known. Redistricting Board Chairman John Torgerson could not be reached for immediate comment, but the panel has said protecting Native voting strength was a top and legally mandated priority. Members also pointed out that doesn't mean crafting boundaries to guarantee a particular lawmaker's victory. Southeast's legislative district boundaries may not be final. The region's portion of the statewide plan will undergo further consideration before the next election. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.